This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Rajya Sabha has taken up the Banking Laws Amendment Bill 2024 for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to amend the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934, the Banking Regulation Act 1949, the State Bank of India Act 1955, the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertakings Act 1970, and the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertaking Act 1980. The legislation aims to increase the option for nominees per bank account to 4 from existing 1. The bill also proposes to redefine substantial interest for directorships, which could increase to 2 lakh crore rupees instead of the current limit of 5 lakh rupees. The bill empowers banks to decide the remuneration of their auditors. The Lok Sabha has taken up the Tribhuvan Sahakari University Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to establish the Institute of Rural Management Anand as a university to be known as the Tribhuvan Sahakari University and to declare it as an institution of national importance. The institution will impart technical and management education and training in the cooperative sector, will promote cooperative research and development, and to attain standards of global excellence in order to realize the vision of Sahakar Se Samridhi. The discussion is underway. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the government has blocked 1,410 gaming sites under the IT intermediary rules after the reports of the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Centre. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnav said betting and gambling are part of the state list and the state government has the power to make a legislative framework for it.
जो हमारी स्टेट लिस्ट है लिस्ट 2 उसमें एंट्री 34 में बेटिंग एंड गैम्बलिंग आता है तो राज्य सरकारों को इसका लेजिस्लेटिव फ्रेमवर्क बनाने का पावर है कुछ राज्यों ने इसमें पहल भी की है और इसके अलावा भारत की जो नई न्याय संहिता है भारतीय न्याय संहिता उसमें सेक्शन 112 में भी इसमें एक्शन लिया जा सकता है इसके साथ ही साथ कई ऐसे स्टेप्स लिए गए जो I4C उसके माध्यम से जहां से भी कंप्लेंट आती है उस कंप्लेंट के बेसिस पे जो IT इंटरमीडिएटरी रूल है उसके हिसाब से 1410 गेमिंग साइट्स को ऑलरेडी ब्लॉक किया जा चुका है
Rajya Sabha chairman Jagdeep Dhankar today stressed that all the institutions in the country have to function in tandem and that there are checks and balances which are well meant. The chairman made these remarks during the zero hour in the house, referring to a meeting held yesterday with the floor leaders of the houses on the issue of recovery of cash from the residence of Delhi High Court Justice Yashwant Verma. The Supreme Court stayed the controversial order of the Allahabad High Court and said the judgment showed a lack of sensitivity. The controversial order of Allahabad High Court observed that acts like grabbing breasts or breaking the string of pyjamas do not constitute an attempt to rape and the prosecution must go beyond this stage of preparation to prove its charges against a rape accused. The apex court strongly criticized the remarks, calling them insensitive and reflecting an inhuman approach. The BJP Minority Morcha has launched the Saugate Modi campaign aiming to distribute special kits to 32 lakh underprivileged Muslims across the country ahead of Eid. The initiative seeks to ensure that poor Muslim families can celebrate the festival without any hardship. Talking to Akashwani News, National President of the BJP Minority Morcha, Jamal Siddiqui, outlined the campaign's broader vision, stating that during the holy month of Ramadan and upcoming occasions like Eid, Good Friday, Easter, Vaisakhi Nowruz and Indian New Year, the Minority Front will reach out to those in need through the Saugate Modi campaign. The United States said that Russia and Ukraine have agreed to a naval ceasefire in the Black Sea following 3 days of talks in Saudi Arabia. In its remarks, the White House said that both nations had agreed to ensure safe navigation, eliminate the use of force, and prevent the use of commercial vessels for military purposes in the Black Sea. In IPL T20 cricket today, Rajasthan Royals will lock horns with Kolkata Knight Riders at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the Indian contingent for displaying phenomenal sporting excellence at the Sepak Takraw World Cup 2025 held at Patna in Bihar. And that is the end of this news bulletin.